All right, everyone, it's been a long time, but we are back on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more Treasure of Nadia. I don't know if we'll get it done by the end of the year, but we're trying. That's kind of cool. The blow dart. All right. Claire's in the cave. Found her. Grimm, are you following me? Not exactly. What are you doing here? None of your business. I thought we were working together. Only if you have a buyer for me. We have a buyer. A very powerful buyer. I'm unconvinced. I wonder what Claire is up to. Oh, we're not getting that key. I don't have a curse shovel. Oh, I do have a curse shovel. Pirate medallion, jade talisman, and a gold talisman. Let's see if I can make that. Damn, I forgot that one. Let's see. There's not that much shit you can make in this game, thank God. Alright. I need a gold talisman, which I don't think I have. No, I do not. I gotta go get one from somewhere. Oh shit, that's not good. I think because I sold one.
What do we have here?
Got a maca plant? You can't get that.
This isn't.
Bush, huh? I thought I had a machete, but I guess I don't have that either. I guess I'm thinking of the other game. But yeah, I gotta get a gold talisman, so I'm a little fucked. And of course, it's gonna get you. All right. Maybe she's finding her way deeper into the cave. Well, gee, thanks. I don't have a key for that. These are all crap talismans. The silver. I mean, I was in the cave, but I went far into the cave, didn't see nothing. It's a jade talisman. I know where I can get a gold talisman, but I do not feel like doing those puzzles. I'm almost certain they'll give you a gold talisman if you need it. So I guess I had to make silver talisman. I don't know if there's a way to make a gold talisman, but there ought to be. So that gold ore has to be for making a gold talisman. Alright. I'm gonna try to change. I'm gonna do something you probably shouldn't do. Alright. So, watch this. This might be interesting or a pathetic one. We'll find out. Okay, nope, that's not what I'm trying to do. Okay, that's not what I'm doing. Alright. So you need stone talismans to make silver ore. So how many... I've got one silver talisman, though. But I'm thinking you need probably three silver talismans to make one gold talisman. Because, you know, you take three stone to make one silver. I don't have any silver ore on me. I do have silver ore on me, so I can make one silver talisman if I need to. I just need to find some more silver talismans. And that is a pain in the ass. You just can't buy them, you know. I mean, I know you can get here like that, too. Another jade talisman. What is that, anyway? Oh, yeah, that gun up there. Well, yeah, but I've been deeper into the cave. Like, how much deeper can you go? We've been in the cave and outside into the Amazon. Unless we're going down here. Oh, here she is. Okay. So, I was wrong. I need three gold ores and one false talisman to make a gold talisman. Grim, what the hell did you do? Don't fall asleep now, Grim. What happened to me? My careless lover hurt himself. Did you save me? No, Grim. You saved me. What do you mean? I'm not lonely anymore. I have you, baby. Wake up, Grim. Don't you fucking die. Claire! You triggered a trap trying to spy on me, you asshole. I nearly got clobbered and had to jump into a cold pool. Is the water cold? You look freezing. Yeah, asshole. It's cold. I thought this place was warmed by hot springs. I must have jumped into the only cold pool in the cave. And thanks to the rocks now, we're trapped down here. Take my clothes. I don't need your help, Grim. I know how to keep from getting hypothermia. I'm not an idiot. Claire? What? Worried about seeing a naked lady? Don't mind me, carry on. How are we gonna get out of here? Are your goons Jack and Jill coming? Their names are Corn and Joey, and they aren't coming. We'll have to dig ourselves out. You better help me find a way out of here, Grim, or I'm gonna kick your ass. Shit, it's colder in here than I thought. I bet I could warm you up. I bet you'd love to try. What's worse, Claire, accepting my help or freezing to death? I suppose it wouldn't be the first time you helped me. Okay, I'll admit, this is making me warm up. What were you doing here, Claire? This is close to where I found the Teekpok Shaman staff. There's more than just a staff down here. There's a sunken Teekpok warship. I've seen the remains. Were the Teekpok warships a threat to the Nightfire Pirates? Under the circumstances, yes. You have to remember, Grim, the pirates were under the effects of the curse. Do you think the Teekpok Shamans had magic powers? What's a curse, Grim? Is it not magic? I'd call that magic. Then yes, they had magic powers. Don't be shy, Grim. My tits are cold, too. Sorry. You clearly weren't influenced by your father. I hardly knew him. For the better, I assure you. I'm sorry about your past, Claire. Don't worry about me. I had plenty of good times. Your father was an asshole, but a charismatic asshole. Do you think I have my dad's charisma? What do you think? I think you're still cold, Claire. What are you doing? Enough fooling around. You're cold, Claire. This'll warm you up faster. Where did you learn to do that? Don't worry about it, Claire. Just focus on feeling warm. Now you're starting to really warm up. Damn it, Grim. Don't stop. Jesus fucking hell. Feeling better, Claire? Very funny, Grim. Come on, Claire. Let's find a way out of here. I need to dry my clothes. Look for something I can burn. As cold as it is here, it's still humid. An odd mix of conditions. I wonder why. We can escape through the island cave entrance. About that, I may have blocked off that entrance. What? Why did you do that? It's a long story. Shit. Another skeleton. Must be a pirate. Ouch! Oh, it got me. Alright. It seems like a little roach had saved me. Yeah, it got me. Alright. It's like, damn it! I wish there were more games where the characters said that. Get hit. Damn it! What happened, Spider-Man? What do you think? There, no more Snakey. But that's not the goal. Nope, that's not the goal either. I almost had it. Grim, you dumbass. Oh, shit. Get bit by the snake again. Oh, I chased him. He chased me around for a little bit that time.
Damn it.
Yeah, I know. An idiot does it that way. Grim, this is an easy puzzle. A caveman could do it. Wow, they just decided to remove the snake because I was such an idiot. I don't know what we're doing here.
What do we have here?
Pirate Diary. Long live the Pirate Queen Nadia! Tonight we rain fire onto the city of Tikpok. Their fortune will soon be ours. And he means ours.
What do we have here?
False talisman. Oh yeah, all I need is about 3 more fucking golden ores. And 4,000 apiece. A big rock blocks the path. Oh. You did it, Grim. There was a magic switch that nobody could have predicted was there because they took the snake because you were such an idiot. No, literally, they removed the snake. I was so much of an idiot that said, you know what? We'll just fucking get rid of the snake. I don't even know if that was supposed to happen. It's just a happy bug, I guess. By the way, if you like this game, you can get it at GOG, you can get it on Steam, you can get it on Opiman, and you can also get the Symphony of the Serpent, which is the newest game. You can actually play a 3.0, yeah, they're that far already. A 3.0 of that game on Opiman as well. They're working on pay options, so it'll be pretty cool when they get those payment options set up. A grand talisman. Hey, never know. Doesn't mean we can't try it.
Yeah.
What's new?
I need to dry my clothes. Look for something I can burn.
There you go.
Why are you showing me this? What's up?
Hello. I found one of
these.
What are you doing? Do you have any idea what the hell you're doing, Grim? No, because they had to remove the fucking snake from the puzzle, you idiot. Most people could have figured it out, but not you. You're the one that had to sit at the back of the class with a dunce hat. There were lemmings puzzles that were harder than that, Grim. I don't know if this is a pirate, Cape Vedra native, or Tikpok tribesman, but it has to be one of those. I mean, whatever the case, he's dead. Oh no, I need another torch. Oh, I found something fiery. 9 torches have been lit. I need another torch.
I don't think so.
The cave has been sealed. But what are we looking for to burn? I've already been all the way around this damn thing. Did you not know you picked up the wood? Did you put your brain in your pants? Wow, she actually said something. If only he'll have the budget to hire her for the entire game, right? Have a lighter? I sure do. I'm sorry I got us into trouble, Claire. Whatever, it's nothing. We'll get out of this mess. Do you think Sophia is onto your plan? Don't worry about me and her, Grim. It's just, she's very powerful. That's why you're going to help me sell it, Grim. She'll never know what I did. We'd better be careful. You don't have to tell me. Come on, let's move. What is she doing? What are you looking at? This is the remains of a Tikpok warship. I believe their final battle was here. Where is that pirate ship? That's the big question. If some of the Tikpok tribe survived, they may have moved the treasure. Moved an entire sunken pirate ship? I doubt that. The pirate ship is somewhere in this cave. It's just a matter of finding the right clues to lead us there. What do you know about the Tikpok language? Why do you ask? Is it a magic language? Who told you that? Well, if they put a curse on the treasure, then it must have some magical properties. Yes, one might believe the language to be supernatural. What type of magic are we talking about? Why the sudden interest in the Tikpok, Grim? Seems like something worth investigating, doesn't it? I spent most of my life investigating it, and it's led me here. And now I'm on the verge of finding the biggest treasure the world has ever known. The treasure can cause some serious damage if the curse is real. The curse needs to be unloaded onto some unsuspecting lowlifes. I know, and that's why I have the perfect plan. What are you thinking, Grim? We're gonna give it to the Eclipse Guild. That's your buyer? What were you expecting? Fuck that, I'm not doing business with them. They killed my father. This is the perfect revenge. God damn it, you're not gonna fuck up my discovery for your own personal revenge. What? It's the perfect plan. It's the perfect plan to get us killed. No risk, no reward, right, Claire? My life is already on the line. Are you prepared to risk your life to maximize your payoff? The Eclipse Guild has the money. You're not going to get as much through any other buyers. I can get enough without risking involving the guild. That curse is going to kill people, Claire. Who are you willing to sacrifice to make a little bit of cash? Don't get self-righteous with me. You're going to kill the entire Eclipse Guild? Do you think that's noble? They killed my father. Fuck them. You don't think innocent people will get caught up in it? I don't trust you, Grim. I don't trust your motives. But your goons deserve it? They are murderers, Grim. If they die an early death, I can live with myself. Give me a chance, Claire. Diana knows the guild. She'll help us. It's not just about the money. Both of our lives depend on it. I'm not in this for your lives. I'm in it for the treasure. Hey, wait up! God damn it, Grim. You shut off our escape route. Move aside. Let me see if my pickaxe can break the concrete. Grim! What the hell are you doing? Mr. Gala! Who are you? She's an archaeologist. You're the lady that Park Ranger called to investigate the cave? I didn't expect a scientist to look like this! Yeah, she's investigating the dead skeleton dude under your house. Isn't that right, Claire? Yeah, I'm working for the state.
You have no permission to be on my property!
Mr. Gala, please, she won't take long. Let me ask you, sir, are there any other caves on your island?
As far as I know, this is the only one. But if there are others, I want them all filled in.
I'm more than happy to help you find and fill in all the caves on your island.
That's more like it. I demand safety for my family.
Let me do my job, sir. I'll be sure to keep you and your family safe.
This better not take long. And as for you, Grim, you cannot trespass in my yard. Even if you are my daughter's so-called boyfriend.
Yes, sir. I won't trespass anymore. How cute. Grim has a girlfriend. It's a tricky situation. Sounds like you really know how to get yourself into trouble, Grim. Maybe you're more like your father than I thought. What can I say? I got a lot going on. Do me a favor, Grim. Don't mess with the cave. You're only going to make it harder to navigate. Do you have any more attention to release?
Take a look at this. this?
I don't understand.
Show me something valuable.
Hello.
Hey there. I found one of these.
Oh my! Such a beautiful gold treasure! What kind of message can I give? Message? You don't come in here no more! No, well, we're not gonna do that one. What kind of massage can I get for this? A very deep massage for you, Grim. Let us take off all our clothes so we can enjoy and make Prisha rich. Damn near price of prostitution when he gave her that fucking gold grand talisman. That thing's gotta be worth, like, thousands of dollars. Prisha is a very high class girl. Oh boy, I can't wait to sink my cock into your big, beautiful ass. I hope it'll fit inside of you. Good lord, boy, they taught her something. Ah, that feels good. Make my cock nice and wet, Prisha. You are ready now, Grim. My bum is ready to accept your hardened shaft. What a delicious looking butt. Wow. Oh fuck, your ass is squeezing my cock. So much fool inside my bum. You are very much to have inside of my tight pucker. Oh yeah, I like this. Does my bum feel good for Grim? Yes, Prisha, feels fantastic. You have filled into my bum so much. So tight, but your ass is sucking me in. You've got such a big ass for a tiny woman, Prisha. My bum is big and soft for my client's hips to smack. I want to come inside of your ass. Please, Grim, use my bottom for release. Oh yeah, so squishy and soft and tight as hell. Feel me, Grim. Release your tension into my body. Get ready to take it, Prisha. Do it, Grim. Press into my bum and release. Oh God! So much warm tension released into my tiny body! Damn, Prisha, your ass is filled up! My bum is for my best client's pleasure! Thank you for your deposit, Grim! You are a man of much wealth! You have brought a great treasure to me! You can use my bum again if you bring me more. You have received a permanent awareness boost that will stay active as long as you avoid being poison attacked. So let's not get poisoned. Oh, it's geese.
I'll take you little bastard around. You little bastards, I got you. Run, run from me, you bastards.
I sometimes forget we're live. It's just like, do you chase geese like this? No, because real geese, they'll try to chase you back. What are you doing to my geese, Grim?
I bet she would.
That's the... Ooh, well, hold on, there's a... No. That's the button to go outside. Out the mansion. Damn it. Went to the wrong place. Oh? She's already getting ready already.
What do we have here?
chamber key. I already know how to make a chest key. And I know about the Bible. I don't think that was a Bible verse. What was that? No, yeah, that's Peter. Yeah, Peter was one of Jesus' apostles, so yeah. Pretty sure that counts as a Bible verse, Grim.
I don't think so.
Felt like there's a preacher. My grandmother used to remember when there was this preacher that would run down the street. This is real, guys. This happened back in the days. And he would run down the street, get out of his house, and holler, "Repent! Repent! 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 Repent!" And he'd just run down the street and holler, "Repent." That's how it was back in those old days. Feel like it's saying, "And you haven't read your Bible! You would have known that was a Bible verse if you'd opened up the good book and read it." Well, my apologies, sir. It's like, I'm not going to be the one you'll have to apologize when you're sitting at sitting on the precipice of hell! Something like that. I remember these. We used to have a lot of real fire and brimstone preachers back in the day. Really? Okay, I guess I need a crane. Or a bomb. I can make a bomb. I still have a roach. I don't know why I'm carrying one roach.
It won't work.
Maybe I'll smoke it later. I knew it. Hey, who's there? What was that? I swear there's a ghost down here. I know I saw something. The Gothic chest is locked. It probably needs to stay that way, too.
I don't think so.
Yeah? Come to think of it, I saw some other jars in the game that I could have broken. Let's break this jar.
This might come in handy.
Ooh, basic container. It can be opened, but not by me.
It won't work.
The First Church of Cambion, 1786. Be born a son, for the vessel is formed from his seed, and the son will keep strong an unbroken chain. His seed is the key to life unending. I don't know much about the Bible, but this doesn't sound like a Bible verse to me. I don't have anything to do with the Bible.
I don't think so. What could this be?
Bathroom key. Not by the bathroom key. That is not the fucking bathroom. I guarantee it.
It won't work.
But that is the bathroom. Boy, I bet she's surprised. What do you think you're doing in here? Oh, shit. I have something to show you. I didn't think to knock. Why do I doubt your excuse? I mean, she locked the door. You didn't even have to... It wasn't even a knock. It's like... Oh, here I am, entering into your bathroom. Why do I doubt your excuse? I found another pirate diary. Another? I'll show it to you later. No, show it to me now. I want to see it. See, the pirates, they used them old-fashioned, like, I don't know, them little notebooks. It looks like one of them little notebooks, you know, that you scribble things on, like phone numbers and stuff back in the day.
Arr! Silverbeard the Pirate! 5-5-5-6-2-3-1-8!
Where did you find it? It was near a shipwreck. A tick-box shipwreck. Queen Nadia, a pirate. Who is Nadia? Do you not see? She's a pirate.
Oh no, I was gonna do it. I was gonna go in the song, but I didn't do it.
She must have landed here on Cape Vedro.
Do what you want, cause a pirate is free. You are a pirate. Oh, here we go.
She stole the Tick-Pock treasure. It seems Cape Vedra is hiding more than I knew. You will soon find something of value, I have no doubt. I consider a pirate diary to be pretty valuable. Valuable enough for a reward. What the hell? Come on, you can't leave me hanging. Enough! Find me something more than the writings of a pirate. Don't be cold, Madeline. We can have a bit of fun together. Oh, please. You have nothing to offer me apart from your youthful willingness to do my bidding. Don't sound so tough. I bet I could have you begging for my cock. What are you showing me? It's a love potion. You arrogant little bastard. This is truly pathetic. Scared to try it? You're wasting your time, Grim. I don't get it. Don't you want to use that sexy body of yours? Your sex-starved antics are getting on my nerves. Find a girlfriend for your concupiscence. Concupiscence? Concupiscence? Grim has found a new word. You need me, Madeline. I'm not asking for money. I'm the one doing you a favor. Give me that damn potion. Now listen here, Grim. I will have no more talk about fornication from you. Go find some floozy your own age, and you can spend the day fucking like rabbits. Don't you feel horny? I drank your potion. You now owe me more discoveries. But you're supposed to get horny. Surprise, Grim. I don't get it. It was working so well before. I am a woman of God. I will not succumb to such desires. Madeline, do you believe in ghosts? But of course, Grim, there are spirits all around us. Have you fallen so far from the faith that you doubt the realm of the spirits? I mean, come on, Madeline, belief in God and belief in ghosts are two different things. Whatever you think you saw, Grim, you'd best move along. The church is haunted, isn't it? Don't be silly. I saw something, something ghostly. Your imagination is getting the better of you. I question where your focus lies. You're still interested in treasure, are you not? Of course, but there's a mystery to uncover. I'll leave no stone unturned. I suppose your adventurous spirit has served you well so far. You've helped me to paint a better picture of Nadia. What are you hoping to find by learning more about Nadia? Nadia found something that I want. The Tick-Pock treasure? No, Grim, not the treasure. What do you know about the Tick-Pock language? I'm afraid you'll not learn much from me. I've embarked on this quest with very few answers. For me, the Tick-Pock language is a new revelation. Perhaps there is something else down in those caves beyond what I know. What do you want, Madeline? I want to fulfill my duties to my order. That's pretty vague. I'm beginning to question why I'm even helping you. Your soul needs saved, Grim. Why would you deny the Lord of your service? I want something for my trouble. You desire unchaste services from a nun as a reward for serving the Lord. How sinful.
You're not fooling me, Madeline. There's something else going on that has nothing to do with your God.
You will discover something in those caves, Grimm. And when you do, all will be clear. I'm not helping you anymore. A shame. You've done so well to serve me until now. A true explorer you are, Grimm. You'll have to find someone else to help you. You're getting closer, my dear boy. I have a feeling our paths have not crossed for the last time. Farewell, Grimm. I have to find a way into that crypt. I have a feeling there's more to discover in this church. New text message. Here's a little thanks for helping me out earlier, Grimm. Hope to see you soon. Oh, well, I'll be. Damn, what a cute ass. How did she set up that picture? I wonder if Elia knows about this. Wait till you see the one Elia sends you. Well, let me see what the girls are getting up to in Squalmart, huh? Oh. Well. Seems like a good place to end it for now, doesn't it? Alright, guys, so took us a while to get back to this one, but yeah, we're still gonna do some more of this, even though it's kind of late for September, and doesn't matter, we can do this through October too, I guess. I mean, I guess I can try to find some horror. Well, there is a few horror adult games I have. Maybe we can look at those. I don't know. At any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more Treasure of Nadia. Stay tuned.